and you take it in and in and in, and there is a sound like the crumpling of a plastic bread wrapper, or the crackling of the flame, and a tone,
All right, listeners, this is Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 FM CJLY, broadcasting live from Nelson and over the worldwide mycelium on www.kootenaicooperadio.com.
There is a cheer. The gnomes have learned a new way to say who.
Welcome. This is Fane of the Cosmos, Infinite Moment. I'm your host, Dustin Sunflower. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about Sativex, an inhalant, cannabis THC inhalant that's going to be hitting the markets. We're going to be talking about how the alcohol industry is responsible for a lot of lobbying for their own benefit and for the not so beneficial to the pot smoker, let me tell you. And also, I'm going to be reading an awesome letter that I got on the internet the other day that deals with entheogens and the whole experience. And wow, it's awesome. Hopefully Luke Crawford will be in the studio. We're not sure. Any of you last night who were out in the forest and looked up and beheld the moon, wasn't it sweet? It was a lunar eclipse too, but I'm not sure exactly. I didn't see her blush or anything. But a really awesome full moon. And for this week's planting guide from Fane of the Cosmos, we'll give you a rundown on what's good this week. Monday is good flower day, good to plant seeds, that's for sure. Flower day, Monday, plant your flower seeds. Then Tuesday, Wednesday is leaf days, plant your green leafy leaves. Thursday is fruit, Friday is fruit, and Saturday is root. Good time to do cloning if you're getting ready for the plant. It's always nice to ride in on Papa Roots. Got some of the sweetest radio programming in North America. He even had a call from Colorado. So if you're listening down in Colorado, hello. So glad you're in the studio with us tonight. Now, this next song is going to go out to all the people who are tree planting right now. All the people who are out with sacks and shovels and cork boots.
The walls, if such they be, are crawling with geometric hallucination.
To all you tree planters out there in the backwoods, exploring regions unknown to humankind, this next song is for you, going out to all roughneck.
All spaceships are now in range to attack the colonies.
The final annihilation of the life form known as man. Let the attack begin.
Stylers, alongside the Navigator MC, 98 to come to boss it in a different style.
Freestyle is mash up the place. We make the crowd jump up. So jump.
We are rough deck with the lightning check. A rough deck, me conky wreck set. A rough deck, we got things alive. All in check, we got them all in check. We navigate and raise the consciousness. Freestylers, you get no respect. Rough wild massive, bumpy ass step. And we them up, we run, come check. Them style, ya, a master blaster. We say no, we ya go cross up at the border. No, me ya go make no push it further. With them somebody, they can charge a murder. Everybody happy, love them, ya style. Good boy, massive, they come follow we. Got the stamina, all you got energy. And your time, we get lively.
Come now.
Yes. Roughneck. Cry. See them a come, they 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 me nah run. See them a come, they 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 be freestylers. Roughneck.
Cause we dey on them keys. Oh gosh, freestyle is mash up the place. We make the crowd jump up. So jump.
We are rough deck with the lightning check. A rough deck, me conky wreck set. A rough deck, we got things a lick. All in check, we got them all in check. We navigate and raise the consciousness. Freestylers, you get no respect. Rough wild massive, bumpy all step. And we dem have to run, come check.
Come down.
No, we ain't gonna cross up on the border. No, me ain't gonna make a no push it further. With him so bad, it's a charge of murder. Everybody happy, love them, you're style. Good boy, massive, they come follow we. Got the stamina, all you got energy. And your time, you get lively.
Come now.
Yes. Roughneck. Yes. See them a come, they 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 me nah run. See them a come, they 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 the freestylers. With the lightning check, a rough deck, me conky wreck set. A rough deck, we got things a lick. All in check, we got them all in check. We navigate and raise the consciousness. Freestylers, you get no respect. Rock wild, massive, conky, all step. And we dem have to run, come check.
You have to rock, time to wind up your waist. New style, before we dip on the face. Oh God, freestyle is smash up the place. We make the crowd jump up, so jump.
So jump. All of the crew them have to run up and down. Cause them style a tear down dance right down to the ground. See? Yes.
Do you spend more time watching nature programs than experiencing the real thing? More time laughing at TV jokes than joking around yourself? More time watching TV sex than making love yourself? Then there's something you're missing. Television isn't real, but the addiction is. A message from the Media Foundation.
Welcome back. This is Fan of the Cosmos. In the studio with me right now, I have Luke Crawford, the federal Green Party, provincial. So you're going for MP?
MLA.
I mean MLA. Whoops, sorry. Holy.
For the Nelson Creston riding.
Okay. Green Party. Now, some people in this area might be confused. The Green Party isn't the marijuana party.
That's right.
Okay, it's not the Green Party.
But we do support the legalization of marijuana.
What? That's one of your party guidelines?
That's in our platform.
Okay, let's hear the platform, brother, right off the bat. No, let's go for it.
Okay. We support the legalization of the use of marijuana for adults. And how we would want to see that come into effect is through a regulatory framework for the safe production of marijuana by small, independent growers.
Sweet. So
not by multinational corporations, not by pharmaceutical companies, but by small, independent growers.
And they don't have to grow in mine shafts?
That's right.
And do they have to grow it organically?
We would like that.
Yes. Okay, Green Party. Keep going. This sounds good.
And we'd want to develop a taxation rate that's similar to that of tobacco products. Also, for selling marijuana, it would be through licensed distribution outlets. So kind of like the liquor store.
Yeah.
And we'd also, at the same time, educate the public about the health effects of marijuana. So,
like, come out and say that the Green Party supports like medical cannabis.
Oh yeah,
and right
yep.
on.
We're fully in not support just, of medical not, marijuana.
Not just support it, but get out there and talk about it.
Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of the things. It's like, get the wounded off the field. You know, they don't need to be in these. It's, basic human rights. You just have to take care of the sick folks.
And part of our plan is that we would expand the medical service plan, the coverage of that, to include, when prescribed by doctors, the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes.
Yes. Yeah, that's a real burden. One of the reasons why the Nelson Cannabis Compassion Club has been going so long and has so many members is that it's really not affordable for someone who is ill to buy the pot without getting reimbursed for it. Like, to buy the sacred medicinal herbs, they don't get their money back. So it becomes a real burden, and they're forced still through the government to seek it from... I mean, the Nelson Cannabis Compassion Club is an established club that... it's for medicinal users, but it's because the prices are better than the government prices that, they still exist, and that sick people are pushed towards that sometimes.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair at all when you can get prescribed drugs with horrible, horrible side effects and all that paid for,
mm-hmm.
but with medicinal marijuana, the side effects are... for the most part, things that you want and need
yeah.
for your body.
How old are you?
28. I'm going to be 29 in just under a week.
Sweet. Right on. And that's awesome.
And I'm having a fundraiser up at the Crooked Cafe in Caslow on my birthday, April 28th. I have an identical twin brother who's also my campaign manager right now.
Nice.
So it should be a fun time.
That's why he was at two all-candidates meetings at once. But it's, the Crooked Cafe, when the French folks say it? The Crackhead Cafe? The Crackhead Cafe?
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when they do it in French. I have to laugh, I must admit. So, it must be wild running for the Green Party. Like, I just know dashing around all the time and having to show up at meetings and interviews and... you ready for a crazy ass spring?
Well, I'm really missing out because I'm not going to get my garden in.
Yeah.
And that's when I'm home, I've been home maybe two or three times this week, and I have to walk past my garden with all this grass starting to grow and all these weeds coming up, and it's a bit depressing. But I love what I'm doing. This has been such a big step for me to take, and what I gotta say is that the people that live in the Nelson Creston riding rock. They are so awesome. I'm meeting so many amazing people every step I take when I'm out there campaigning every day. It's just, it's overwhelming at times. And there's so many different active people in all the communities throughout here that are standing up for things they believe in.
Yeah.
And working as hard as they can to make changes to better their community. And I feel so blessed to be making those connections right now.
Yeah, you get to meet all the, like, uber elders and the, you know, long-time grassroots folks. Like, it's like being Gandalf, you know, like dashing around from kingdom to kingdom, meeting all the, you know, fairy folk and the wizards and the priestesses. Like, it must be wild out there.
It is.
Yeah.
Down in Creston, I've been down there 2 out of the last 3 days. There's this group that has an office right in downtown Creston. They call themselves Saving Our Community Coalition, or Save Our Community Coalition. Oh, it's amazing. They just spent something like $1,300 buying 300 signs that they've put up for the election.
Whoa.
And what it says on the signs is, "Where are you, Blair?"
Nice.
They take their cars and park it in front of Blair's office in Creston with the signs plastered all over their cars.
Nice.
Yeah.
"Where are you, Blair?" The suffradine. Yeah, these elections always blow my mind. Like, to see Corky Evans, too, back on the ballot. Like, to me, that's creepy. It's like deja vu. Like, he's back. You know, I don't know. And it's a tricky thing. Like, how do you feel about the election in terms of, like, there's this kind of new element that's entered politics of tactical voting?
It's really depressing.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And it seems like so many people have given up hope about standing for what they believe in and believing that change can happen and that they can be a part of that change through their vote. It's really discouraging. I got a call just over a week ago now from one of the organizers of this group called the Broad Coalition.
Yeah.
And it was right before they went public with who they were, which ridings they were going to support for NDP and which riding they were going to support for the Greens. And for the Nelson Creston riding, they're going for the NDP. They're supporting the NDP here.
Oh,
so they
God.
Called me up and said, "This is what we've decided." They never talked to me before that. They never asked me any questions, or anyone from my party, any questions about me, what I stand for, anything like that. And they just called up out of the blue and said, you know, it was basically just a big smack in my face.
Yeah.
Here I am. I live below the poverty line. It's humongous sacrifices to be able to run it in a provincial election. It's very apparent to anyone that lives below the line that there is a war on the poor. And it's very apparent to me that they don't want the poor running in provincial elections.
They don't want the common person being represented.
Exactly. And so now,
vote manipulation, really.
Here I am trying to making a go of it all. And then I get a call saying, you know, "Thanks a lot for coming up, but we don't need you."
Wow. Yeah, and it's that whole tactical voting. Like you say, people don't vote with their hearts anymore. They're like, "We got to get the liberals out at any cost." And then, you know, and they, I don't know, this tactical voting thing does not work. You have to vote with your heart.
That's for sure. And another thing I keep telling people, and I honestly believe this, is that I'm going to get more votes than Blair Suffredine will in this election.
Yes.
So there's not going to be a vote splitting issue.
Yeah.
And if you do decide to vote for another party because of the vote splitting, then right there you lose the ability for the next 4 years to complain about anything that happens in your riding that you don't like.
Yeah.
Because you're tossing your vote away.
I hate that. And, like, tactical voting is one thing, but also the amount of young people who don't get out to vote.
It's amazing.
Like, it's 2001, mind-blowing. Come on, people.
2001, for 18 to 35, 4,000 people in the Nelson Creston riding within that age group did not vote.
How many? How much?
4,000.
Oh my God.
And to put that in perspective, 4,700 people in the Nelson Creston riding voted for the Green Party in 2001. If those 4,000 people that didn't vote had voted Green, we would have been in. It's amazing. And that's what every day we're out there, we're talking to as many youth as we can,
mm-hmm.
And encouraging them to register to vote. And you can do this online until midnight, April 26th. All you have to do is go to my website, www.kootenaygreen.ca, and there's a link right there, register to vote. You click on it. It takes a minute to do, and all you need is your driver's license or the last 6 digits of your social insurance number. It's so easy.
Wow. Like, come on, people. I hear lots of people whining and complaining about this or that, or saying they don't like, you know, how they're being represented, or they're just, you know, not happy with the system. Well, politics is just about the only thing way you got of changing things. And if you don't decide, they will decide for you. If you don't vote, those people who want to be in control of the world will decide what the vote is. Like, you are important. Get out there and vote. If you're under 30, was it under 30?
Under 35.
18 to 35. If you're 18 to 35 and you still got the jive, you can get out there and vote. Like, come on. We need you. Like it's just a little bit of your time that makes such a difference.
There's a good quote for that. The world is run by those who show up.
Nice. But in the Kootenays, it's always show up on time. No. Those who show up at all, because that would be the Kootenays. But those who show up late every time, that's Kootenays.
One thing that just reminded me for Kootenay time is that on Election Day, which is May 17th, General Election Day, your employer legally has to allow you minimum 2 hours, or that might be the maximum, 2 hours of a length of time to go vote. So you are legally entitled to leave your job. He has to still pay for you to be gone from work.
Yeah.
And you can go and vote.
Nice.
So you, if anyone's working that day,
take 2 hours off.
There's this no lunch excuse is on, not to vote.
This lunch is on your boss. Get out there. Okay, well, let's break to a tune, and then we'll come back and talk some more. I'm talking with Luke Crawford, the Green Party runner for the Kootenay-Creston riding. No, what is it?
Nelson Creston
riding. So stay tuned. This is Fane of the Cosmos, and this is from the new Wasabi Collective album, Cato. In fact, there are no track listings, so I'm just going to keep flipping it till I hear a tune that I really want to hear, which is on here. I know it. Okay, here we go. Okay, next. No. No. Oh, is that it? Oh, aren't these tasty beginnings? Okay, let's just go here.
Hey, express what you got to give in a very
way
by thinking positive. Bless up now.
Simplicity, not JRT. The answers are there before the questions are conceived. I and I compose the fate of my destiny. The world come to an end, but this is just my beginning.
Yeah, what are we at?
Rolling concrete streets, how can they bring their dreams to life when they're half asleep? While reaper rewards for your good doing may not be the thing that results in bling bling. I don't come around in a bash on nobody. I don't care who you love as long as you love somebody. The world is what you think it is. There are no limits. Energy goes where attention flows. All power comes within us. If now is the moment of power.
Well, now is the moment of power.
Oh, yeah.
Save our soul from the hate machine. Restore our identity. Found not in the pages of no magazine. On the crest of a balanced way. Life create life, it sustain. Positive feedback, negative entropy. Chaos ordered under unity. Birthed onto the earth to raise the frequencies. Yes, we are blessed with this common commentary. Happiness and life, they come from creativity. Happiness and life, they come from creativity. Happiness and life, come from creativity. Happiness and life, they come from. Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. The cleansing of your aura, declare light. Fear feeding arachnid and reptilian type. Give them love, don't make them wanna fight. Yeah, what are we? What are we? By thinking positive, bless her.
Welcome back. You're listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 FM, CGLY, broadcasting live in Nelson. And over the World Wide Mycelium on www.kootenaicooperadio.com. If you're the people living down the lake in the beautiful Crawford Bay, Balfour, Queens Bay, Caslow, Argenta, Meadow Creek area, where sometimes the beam is bouncing and will hit your radio antenna just right, you're listening at 96.5 FM, Kootenai Lake. In the studio with me, I have Luke Crawford, our local Green Party rep. Yeah! And for once, we got somebody who's young, is got his shit together, and can take the Green Party all the way. Yes, we're blessed. It's going to be a good spring. Now, we covered earlier in the show, Luke, the Green Party's position regarding medical cannabis, and I'm sure that holds for all medicinal uses of plants, but there are some plants that aren't even scheduled and aren't even on the map but are providing much needed therapy treatment for addictions. I'm talking about ibogaine, or from the African plant
Tabernath iboga.
Tabernath iboga, yeah.
Yep, I'm very familiar with that. And I first learned about ibogaine and Tabernath iboga back in 1996 when Dana Beal first published his book, The Staten Island Project.
Mm-hmm.
It's very captivating. And a lot of people don't realize that British Columbia, specifically Vancouver, the iboga therapy house, is the hotbed of ibogaine therapy for the world. It's amazing.
Now, let's just explain to the listeners here, what exactly are the properties of ibogaine that have made it, that has formed a therapy house around it? What is it in the plant that its main benefit?
Well, it seems from all the experiences that have been documented and the research that's gone into it is that it helps to remove withdrawal from addiction drugs.
Like
from
opiates.
Heroin. Yep.
And cocaine.
Yep.
What about methamphetamine? That's one I'm really interested in because it seems to be becoming a problem everywhere. Crystal meth, do you think?
That's a really good question. I don't know the answer for that, but I know that it's been used as a therapy and with different results for sure, for everything from alcohol to heroin to cocaine to meth.
Wow, it works on alcohol, hey?
Well, with varying
results. Any addiction.
Results.
Any addiction, okay. Wow. So that's very beneficial. Like, the thing is that there's therapies out there, but none of them seem to... The Ibogaine therapy seems to match or better most of the stats for people who are trying to get off, getting away from addictions, that it seems to be the kind of new promise.
And the biggest stumbling block is that it's not a synthetic chemical.
Ah, wow.
So it can't be patented.
Of course.
And I should state as well that this, it's just my own personal views that I'm talking about when I'm talking about Ibogaine. It's been a personal interest of mine in the past, and it's not through the Green Party policy
in
any way whatsoever.
Okay, let's see. We might have a special guest. Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Dan, we have Luke Crawford from the Green Party in right now. We're just talking about the Ibogaine Therapy House.
Oh, that's great.
In Vancouver. Are you okay?
No.
Okay.
Hey, you guys are like on a break right now, right?
No, we're on air.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are. For
we're
real.
On the air.
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Are you okay, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, you're going to make it? Do you want to stay on the show or do you want to go to bed?
Well, we're live. Let's talk.
Okay, we're just talking about the Ibogaine Therapy House. Luke, just before he came on, we were just talking about how this isn't... This has nothing to do with the Green Party. We're not talking politics right now. We're talking about plant therapies and just, you know, general experience. We're not on any party platforms right now. We're just speaking open from the heart.
That's right.
Now, I was down in Vancouver for Entheogenesis, the first one, and had an opportunity for Mark Emery to talk about his experience and how he got into it. Even before that, there was another conference, the Entheobotany Conference in Whistler, where they actually had Martinez talking. Was it Martinez?
Was that 2002?
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about the Bwiti tribe in Africa and their use of the iboga in their ceremonies. What experience do you have in that? Do you know anything about those ceremonies?
Netscape first came out in 1996, and that's when the internet started to really flourish into what it is now. And so after I'd read the book, I started looking up Ibogaine on the internet and came across an ethnobotanist, Dan Lieberman, who was living in Gabon or in South Africa and studying the Bwiti. And he's dead now. He died in a car accident about 4 years ago. In Africa, but he had quite a bit of documentation from his research, a lot of pictures, some of the music that they use, and it's very interesting to learn about.
That's really cool, Luke. Hey, did you ever run into any kind of stuff that was written by Samarini?
Samarini?
Samarini, yeah.
He was at that conference also.
He was there too, yeah. He was telling us about how the Bwiti wanted him to go back to one of his ancestral graveyards and dig up the head of one of his ancestors so that he could partake of one of the rituals in which they would do Ibogaine and then their ancestors would speak to them and help them solve problems.
But they would actually hold the skulls of their ancestors and look into the eye sockets of the skull, and the ancestor would speak through the skull, and they told him that he had to go back and dig up one of his relatives and grab their skull so that he could be part of this ceremony. Remember, Dan?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
That was wild. So he was kind of like,
I've never heard of him.
Yeah, it's
I hope he didn't though.
Voice of the ancestor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he didn't. Going.
I don't know if I don't know if he did, but I mean,
sounds like he was going to.
Yeah, in Italy, I'm not sure. Holy.
But yeah, it'd be good to get back with him on that. Have you guys covered the whole CIA thing?
No.
Ibogaine yet?
No.
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, how how there's been a sort of prohibition, kind of like a crackdown on ibogaine. Are you familiar with which countries it's legal in, Liz?
Well, I know for the States it's a Schedule 1, and in Canada it's not listed as at all. And also in Canada it's really interesting. Mescaline is on the schedule. I believe it's Schedule 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And it's the only exemption made in the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. And it exempts Lophora Williamsi, peyote. So there's an actual exemption in Canada for the cactus peyote.
Yeah, the Convention on Psychotropic Substances, 1971.
Yeah, that's cool. And peyote, too, has been credited with helping people deal with addiction, which is cool. And so is marijuana, although has never been recognized officially as something that might, you know, in other words, you know, if you wanted it to cure your alcoholism, good luck. Government is probably unlikely to grant you a medical exemption. But it's really interesting how, you know, the substance ibogaine that can cure our addiction and stuff is illegal in some countries of the world, and it seems to me that, you know, those very countries where its sale may be restricted or it may be difficult to get are the same ones that are making quite a bit of money from, you know, mass selling cocaine. CIA so closely, implicitly involved in.
Also, yeah, in the proliferation of heroin, thus heroin addiction, thus methadone, thus treatment programs, thus boot camps, you know?
Yeah,
like, it just, they're in the whole other loop.
Yeah, it's really interesting connection in there. I'm disappointed that we can't ask Luke about the election, but...
What do you mean? Of course you can.
Yeah, we're talking about the election. We're just not talking about ibogaine as being part of the, like, platform right now. It's in there, but we're not. So what's happening, Dan? Dan has ran in politics before.
Oh, with
so
the marijuana party.
With the marijuana party.
Yeah,
so
I met him a couple weeks ago.
He's a vet. He's like, he has his purple calyx for doing politics. His Air Miles card. Hair Miles, sorry.
Yeah, let's talk about the election.
Well, how's it gone so far for you?
It's going excellent. I was saying earlier that just the people that I'm meeting throughout this riding is so inspiring and just amazing. The connections that I'm having a chance to make and build right now, it's overwhelming. This place is awesome. And every day, it opens my eyes up that much more to how amazing this place is that I get to live in.
What's your strategy for this election? Do you have a specific strategy, or?
Well, there's a couple different strategies, but the biggest one is to go out there and be as honest and truthful as I possibly can, and to meet as many people as I can and hear what they have to say.
What is the people of the riding telling you?
It's amazing. In every single community I go to, there are so many groups, individuals that are standing up for what they believe in and taking action, some sort of action to make a change, to better the community. And it's just, I've living up in Kaslow, I hadn't gone out of there too much. It's I love where I live, and before I was hardly coming to Nelson, maybe once a month to pick up my my supplies, and that was it. And wow, over the last 2 months, I realized that in every single community, there's the same like-minded people standing up and asserting themselves because they're so angry and pissed off about what's happened to their community.
Mm-hmm.
And not just over the last 4 years, but it's been a slow degradation every single day that keeps chipping away at the foundations of our communities, and people are really starting to take action.
Totally. And if there's going to be a riding anywhere in BC where we can affect some radical change, it's the Kootenays, you know, like,
yep, it definitely
the people
is.
Are here, the will is there, just need to get out to vote.
Absolutely. That's the biggest stumbling block, is encouraging individuals to vote. That's most people that I talk to out on the street. Yeah, I'm voting green. And then the second most common response, I'm not voting this election.
Oh.
And that doesn't accomplish anything. It's really frustrating for any candidate to constantly run across that and to try and convince an individual why they should vote and what kind of a difference that would make if they did.
I've always kind of teeter-totter on that issue. I mean, originally, I was kind of, when I was younger, I guess about 19 or so, I was kind of like, I really want to vote. I was like, you know, the whole. But I started going in and spoiling my ballot because I wanted to be counted as, you know, I wanted people to know that I was really, you know, upset with the process and stuff. And then something happened, and I started to realize, I guess, the political consciousness that things, it seemed to me always a choice between the lesser of various evils. But I think it was the Green Party that first inspired me to really want to go out and you know, consider politics in a serious way. What made you want to run with the Green Party?
There's a lot of different factors, and that's an excellent question. One that hit really close to home for me is where I live up in Caslow. I live on this 120-acre chunk of land. My girlfriend and I, Jillian Sanders, we rent there. We've been living off the grid, no electricity, homesteading, raising animals, horses, growing organic food. And we really love where we live. And it's there's a large chunk of land there that's owned by the village of Caslow, outside of the municipal limits, so they're considered a private land owner. And it was forested, all forested. We found out that they had intentions to clear-cut log a large majority of that space that they owned. So we went and started having discussions with them, you know, jumped through all the right hoops, and we were able to get them to agree to holding a public meeting, and they promised us this.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden, it never happened. It just fell through the cracks. And then one day last spring, right around this time actually, it was right on Earth Day, I pull up the parking, my driveway, and I run into a feller buncher. That's how they told us that they're going to start logging, is that I run into a feller buncher on my driveway.
Oh my God.
So from there, I just started to become very active because I was so angry about being promised something and it never materialized. And I've just kept with it. Through that, the reason why they were doing the logging was to be able to come up with money so that they could build an industrial park in that space of land.
What?
And they needed money to match a grant that they were going to receive from the federal government. And so I've looked into everything. I checked out their whole proposal, and I ended up on the front page of the province a week before the federal election last summer with this huge scandal coming out about how the village was deceiving not only the federal government but also its citizens on where the funds were coming from, and it was totally fraudulent.
Wow.
Oh, I think I remember reading that. Weren't they helped in some way by somebody to get the funding that they wanted for that? Somebody had sort of like coached them or something.
That's right. Community Futures was acting as an intermediary between the municipalities and the federal government that was doling out the cash.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yep.
But in a really sad way.
And March 31st, that was the final day that the village of Caslow could receive the grant money from the federal people, and it never happened. So it's entirely fell through for them, and they've never once publicly apologized to the residents of Caslow.
Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
So that's just one factor that got me interested.
I remember them trying to downplay that too and claim that, you know, oh, that wasn't, you know, that coaching thing happens all the time, that kind of coaching, that wasn't like, you know, extraordinary or anything like that.
Yeah
good work there, Luke. That was great. That was you, eh? That's awesome.
Another factor that really got me motivated is the stranglehold that I feel more and more every single day and see it occurring in every single community that the big multinational corporations have on us.
Mm-hmm.
It's as though we're not even citizens in our own country. And it's horrible. I got fed up of sitting there complaining about it and becoming embittered by it all, that I thought, I can't keep going on this way. I want to take action, and I want to stand up and talk about it, say the things that need to be said.
Nice.
So that's why I'm running in the election.
Right on.
So we're not actually allowed to talk about Green Party policy, is that correct, Dustin? Is that...
Yeah. We did.
We did. I mean, like, is there some boundary here? If we have one candidate on, we're not allowed to, you know, without the others or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay, well,
I don't know about those things, Dan. I'm just a lowly radio show host.
Yeah, I think it's okay to interview the radio show, the candidate, you know, in all the different aspects. I just remember when I first started the show that I was just beginning to run with the Marijuana Party for the first time, and they warned me that I wasn't allowed to use the show as a platform for my exclusive politics.
No, you're not allowed to use it as a platform for diving?
Diving into politics.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. And this is Alex Gray from Spirit World.
I acknowledge the privilege of being alive in a human body at this moment, endowed with senses, memories, emotions, thoughts, and the space of mind in its wisdom aspect. It's the prayer of my innermost being to realize my supreme identity in the liberated play of consciousness, the vast expanse. Now is the moment. Here is the place of liberation. Witness the contents of mind, the visions, the sounds, the thoughts, as clouds passing through the vast expanse, the sky-like nature of mind, the rootedness of being is in emptiness, clarity, awareness, unborn, unspoiled, stainlessly pure. The infinite vibratory levels, the dimensions of interconnectedness are without end. There is nothing independent. All beings and things are residents in your awareness. I subject my awareness to the perfection of being, the perfection of wisdom, and the perfection of love. All of these being co-present in the vast expanse. I share this panorama of being and appreciate all I can share it with. A seamless interweaving of consciousness with each moment. create perfection wherever you go with your awareness. That's why this teaching is so admired by artists. They sense the correctness of the response to life as creative. Life is infinite creative joy. Enjoyment and participation in this creative play is the artist's profound joy. We co-author every moment with universal creativity. To bare our souls is all we ask. To give all we have to life and the beings surrounding us. Here, the nature spirits are intense. We appreciate them. Make offerings to them. These nature spirits that call us here, sealing our fate with each other, celebrating our love. I'm an intersecting kaleidoscope of being, a rainbow refractive wave pattern, a corpuscle of light on the ocean, the transparency of my body with the rocks. Sometimes the only way to summarize my feelings is to draw. Collapse the frenzy in my limbs enough to make a mark of appreciation for my existence. Share your presence with others. No boundaries. Completely, lovingly, openly. Life is what makes us love. We feel so alive when we love. Service is being available to love. Life is the combustion of love. We are constantly drawing the lines between love and not love. Enter into the non-duality zone, and all judgments dissolve in the vast expanse. It's as though we're co-conspirators of consciousness, everyone, everywhere, every when, mixing up our openable minds. It's as though we could gather clouds in the sky and people into our lives. Like an eruption of consciousness, we discover the source of love. Discover yourself as the source and appreciate every moment as perfection. Sunrise, sunset, thank you, Creator. Profound, unstoppable connectedness of all beings. Most radical, no thing, the vast expanse. World Spirit is a prayer for the realization of our integration with the web of creation. And we thank everyone for coming here tonight and celebrating the World Spirit. May any merit generated by this ceremony be dedicated to the liberation of all beings.
Roger, roger.
Welcome back. This is Fane of the Cosmos. You're listening to Kootenai Co-op Radio 93.5 FM CJLY, broadcasting live from Nelson and over the worldwide mycelium on www.kootenaicooperadio.com. If you're listening at Kootenai Lake, it's 96.5 FM. Every week this show is uploaded to the Activist Radio Network at www.radio4all.net, and there's archives of previous shows on that website. Check it out. This is Radical Community Radio from Nelson, BC. In the studio I have Luke Crawford from the Green Party. So Luke, what is your most daunting appointment in the next few weeks?
That's a good question. It's basically every single all-candidates meeting that Blair Suffredines refused to appear at. And so that just leaves me and Corky. And it makes it, I can't really say tougher, but it puts a lot more focus and pressure on us. Because there's only two of us, so we have to answer that many more questions. And you only have 2 minutes to answer each question. So
yeah.
You're just, by the end of it, you just feel ripped apart, you know?
Yeah.
You spend 2 or 3 hours answering 60 questions.
Wow.
It's pretty intense.
So what do you do, like, as a regular human being to keep yourself in shape and keep your mental prowess at its top? Like, what kind do you do? Yoga, Tai Chi, Chai Chi? Karate, archery?
Nope.
What do you do?
I try living off the land as best I can, and that takes up a lot of time. And living without any electricity is, it's not that much more work, but it changes how you do things.
Yeah.
And also, over the last 2 years now, I've been able to attend sweat lodges on a fairly regular basis, at least once a month.
Nice.
And that's just amazing. It feels so good to be in there.
Luke, I'm going to tell you right now that the radio show got time slotted Sunday nights, which is a sweet slot, especially after Papa Roots. But every week I miss this awesome sauna that goes on the west arm of Kootenai Lake in someone's cedar shack under a huge old growth tree. A sweat Scandinavian style every week, and every week I'm like, no, got the radio show. But man, that cleansing power of sweating is, you lucky dogs, I know you're in there right now. Okay,
that's too bad for you.
That's awesome. So yours isn't a Scandinavian sweat.
No, it's a native traditional sweat lodge.
Nice.
And it's just people have brought it that moved into the Kootenays. They brought it with them, and I feel really blessed and privileged to be able to attend it.
That's awesome. That's totally beautiful. And it just shows more of the like beauty of our tribe, like all the different levels from the earth right up to the stars, you know, like right through the whole spectrum of people and experience and just what we love in life and living here, mm-hmm. that we have the possibility to explore our spirits and explore the wilderness and explore our minds
and to build
our community.
Yeah,
like
it's important.
Our community, oh, we're just so blessed here, I feel, and that I don't think our blessing is being realized elsewhere, like in the terms of politics. Like, not being protected enough and not being...
Oh, it definitely isn't. And one thing I'd like to bring up real quickly is that there's a common misconception that I keep running across, and that's the belief that in British Columbia, there's a moratorium on uranium mining. That is absolutely not true. And in fact, it's going the opposite direction, that all the changes to the Mining Act and to other regulations is inching the door open more and more to allow uranium mining to occur, and to also allow those companies to get away from the environmental contamination of radiation coming into our water supply, into our air, into our communities.
The workers,
scot-free.
The people. Yeah.
So it's really distressing, and there's two known stake deposits in the West Kootenays.
Isn't one of them right?